In the Middle East, Israeli tanks have pulled out of the besieged Ramallah compound of Palestinian President Yasser Arafat. President Bush welcomes Israel's move, according to a spokesman, but Arafat says the pullback is only cosmetic and aimed at deceiving the world. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli tanks today pulled out of Arafat's compound and troops dismantled barbed wire around it. After the Israelis left, hundreds of Palestinians streamed into the compound, some carrying posters of the Palestinian leader. Armed men who had been holed up with Arafat also came out of the one building still standing and milled around. Israeli bulldozers had earlier demolished 17 buildings and more than a dozen mobile homes. Arafat told reporters that the Israeli pullback is not a withdrawal, but, quote, only moving a few meters away. He said Israel has not yet fulfilled last week's Security Council resolution calling for an end to the siege of his compound.
They are trying to deceive the Security Council resolution. And for this, we are asking from the Security Council to follow up the accurate implementation of their resolution.
Israeli media reports say the Bush administration applied heavy American pressure on Israel to halt the siege, saying it was interfering with American efforts to move ahead with a possible strike on Iraq. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Yonatan Peled denied those media reports.
I wouldn't call it American pressure. I would call it understanding for the international situation, the situation in the United Nations, the international community, the spirit of the United Nations security resolution.
Peled said that Israeli troops redeployed to where they were before the siege of Arafat's compound began 10 days ago. But he said that if any of the men inside who are on Israel's wanted list try to leave the compound, they will be arrested or otherwise pursued by Israeli troops.
We want everyone who has blood on his hands to know that Israel's long arm and Israel's desire to bring him to justice is here and for always.
Israeli media quoted Palestinian sources as saying that most of the wanted men left the compound after the Israeli pullback. There were no reports of any arrests. United Nations envoy to the region, Terje Larsen, welcomed the Israeli move, calling it a courageous decision. But he told CNN it should be only the first step.
I think what is important for both parties now is to implement all the provisions of the Security Council resolution. For the Israelis to withdraw to the September 2000 positions, but also for the Palestinians to cease all acts of violence, which also the Security Council resolution calls for.
Arafat issued a statement calling on all Palestinian factions to observe a ceasefire. Israeli officials dismissed the statement, saying Arafat has made such statements before, but they have not been translated into action on the ground. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.